The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey everybody, how's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thanks so much for joining us, tuning into the podcast voted Best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly, helping you figure out what's going on in Southern New England.
That's right.
And, you know, as we've gone through, I mean, we're coming to the end of another month here. Next week is October. We have, we're starting to see some events pop up, but not in the droves that we were used to.
Yes, agreed.
So this is what I'll say right off the bat. Folks, if you're out there and you know of events that are happening, you can always share them with us by visiting our social media pages and passing the information along. Because I've noticed that on some calendars, and it's not anybody's fault. It's just that some people have left events up there that are still there, but they get canceled and stuff. And so if anything, if you do have an event going on, this is a great opportunity to spread the word, because there's so much clutter out there. We'll help you get that word out there. But that's just a thing we usually talk about at the end. So in case you don't make it to the end of today's podcast, shame on you, first and foremost. I hope you are very
We want to help you out. Yeah.
Yes, you should show great remorse and you have now been chastised. But nonetheless, Mary, the school continues, and I think this will be a topic that continues out throughout the school year, just to check in with your family, because as your family goes, so does Rhode Island and the world. How are things going on the schooling front?
Things have been honestly great. So I have let our listeners know my children are in school, and they are in school full time. It's not a hybrid model of yet. And knock on wood, we haven't had any COVID issues in their particular classes. So their school has it structured, you know, so each class is its own pod, and that's pretty much the only people they're interacting with. But it's been great. We're doing our temperature checks and kind of like going through that list every morning, you know, is everything okay? The kids have been on cloud nine. And so if anybody who's listening has, you know, thought about, do I send my kids back? Obviously it's all personal choice. You know, I mean, you need to put your family's health at, you know your family better than I do. But for me, the emotional difference that has made for my kids to be back in school in a safe environment, I will be honest, like my school, I find them to be very as safe as possible. I feel very, very good about it. But my children are now sleeping through the night again. They hadn't been staying in their bed since March. They are falling asleep because they're so tired. I'm picking them up every day and they're saying this is the best day ever. So aside from homework, homework is now back in the rotation for the Larson family. So none of us like homework, but I had to keep up a happy persona about it. But yeah, things have been chugging along. So I mean,
good.
I'm realistic, Ben. I'm realistic in the sense that I know I could get an email any day, you know, saying that our kids have to stay home and quarantine for a while. So that's always in the back of my mind. But as of now, it has been a really good experience for all of us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I say that as does the Larson family, so does the rest of the state. I realize that there are a lot of people who are dealing with their own individual situations, but from people that I've talked to who have children who are in school, and also school teachers, they're seeing by and large the same experience and the same situation, where the overall attitude and the overall just energy has shifted, which is good. And hopefully they can keep that up. Look, things are going to happen. We understand that. People are going to get sick. I mean, just like the sun rises, and we hope that the precautions that are in place, they're able to, you know, mitigate those circumstances in a quick, in a expeditious fashion. Mm-hmm. But overall, the morale has taken a huge boost, which is needed. especially, you know, as we come into the slightly chillier months. And ladies and gentlemen, forgive me for not doing this in the beginning. Welcome to fall.
Yes.
Welcome to the autumn.
I love
Although we're seeing warmer days this weekend than we typically have. We're also seeing some huge waves. Have you seen the video of the surfers down in Narragansett in South County area, like Mesquamica?
I was down there last week watching the surfers, and I was blown away. Are all these waves because of the tropical storms? Because, you know, Ben, you and I are lifelong Rhode Islanders. We frequent Narragansett Beach. I've tried surfing. You, of course, can actually do it. And I went down to go see them, and I don't think I've ever seen waves like this at Narragansett Beach.
Yeah, there it is due to the storms earlier this week. It was due to Teddy. And, you know, when these storms happen so far out, we still feel those effects. And it really depends on the where they track and, you know, which direction they go based on the Gulf Stream and everything. So it's a whole scenario that kind of plays into it. But it has been attracting surfers from literally around the world to come and, you know, experience East Coast surfing. Wow. So that's a cool thing.
The other thing that I've noticed, which isn't super cool, has been the smoke in the skies. And it took me a long time to realize it wasn't cloudy, because that day in particular, when I went to Narragansett Beach, you know, it was just really this haze. And it wasn't until I checked in with some people and they said, no, that's actually smoke. It's supposed to be a sunny day today.
Yeah, we had a few nights over the past week where you had that sunset that was just really hazy and just really just this kind of orange glow versus the brilliance of what you normally see. And so that that was due to the fires on the West Coast that had made it over here. Christina Ernie from NBC 10, she was talking about how we would experience that for a little while, but then there was a shift in how the jet stream was coming from Canada, coming south or whatever, that was going to clear that out. So it's just interesting to see how that can all affect everything. But I mean, by and large, knock on wood, we've been pretty lucky. It's been, you know, a decent season for us here as we go into the fall, which is great because I know there's a lot of fall activities, you know, the corn mazes, the people who like to go apple picking, the people who like to do those outdoor fall festivities. So, yeah, okay, you can go pick your own apples.
Go pick your own pumpkin and you pick your own apples.
I'll go to the store. Thank you very much. But regardless of what happens, you tuned in while you're on the road. And listen, look, folks, for the last week and a half, I've been filling in on Cat Country 98.1. So I've been a little bit more on the early morning side. So if I sound a little grumpy, I do apologize. But nonetheless, you can still have fun despite mine. I mean, Mary's always just a bubbling sunshine. The other hand, I bring you the doom and gloom of the world. But nonetheless, if you tune in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, so I got to be real with you. I'm recommending an event that I would not go to.
Okay. It's all right. It's okay.
If you are someone who enjoys being spooked out, you know, like just you love the spooky things, then this is something you might want to check on out. You know that movie The Conjuring?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. So there's this situation where you can go and visit the Conjuring house and stay there from like 6 o'clock at night until 1 a.m. because that's something I want to do.
Yeah, that sounds, terrible.
Yeah, right? No.
For me.
For me too. Yeah. But let me tell you, this is something that if you are someone who enjoys the paranormal, if you are wanting to check out this house that, you know, has been famous in Rhode Island, it's you know, they've made a movie about it, of course. It's right in Harrisville, so up in the northern part of the state. You can pay, it's $155 per person.
Whoa.
There's a small amount of people in there, especially because of COVID.
Oh, it's an overnight accommodation. So that's not bad.
Yeah. And this is like, you know, a pretty big deal house. This isn't just, you know, walk around a graveyard in the middle of the night. But yeah, you're actually going to have a team led parapsychics that are going to be your tour guides, lead investigators, psychics, paranormalists. There's going to be this whole team. You're pretty much going to be like in Ghost Hunters in this creepy New England house. Now, you do need to be 18 or older to attend. No food or drink allowed. And you do need to sign a waiver, of course. So this is just like this creepy colonial house. A lot of weird stuff has happened in it, supposedly, throughout the years. They even say like every sense is stimulated by it. Like there's just like these really weird things happen. So if you're ready to get into the Halloween spirit, I know there are a lot of people who love all things spooky. And once this chilly weather comes in, they're like, give me all sorts of ghosts and ghouls. Then you're going to want to check out this event. And it's happening Friday night at the Conjuring House. So yeah, that's where you can check it on out.
Well, you know, like I said, everybody, take what you like, leave what you don't.
There you go.
If that is your cup of tea, then have at it. Maybe you want to do something a little different, perhaps, this Friday night. For example, checking out the tribute to Steely Dan called Hey 19, they will be performing live at the Musquamicut Drive-In at 7 p.m. Now, you can go down there. It's a drive-in concert, so you're going to stay in your car. You're going to proper social distancing and listen, it's going to be a great concert. There have been other concerts that have happened down there. Billy Gilman has performed. There's been other bands. This is this whole COVID thing has really made drive-ins relevant to the point where, you know, it's a good business boost for them. Yes,
they needed it too.
Absolutely. And I don't mean relevant as in they're passé, but so many people have gotten out of that practice where, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it was all the rage. Mm-hmm. So they're back and you want to go check them out. It's a good time down there at the Musquamicut Drive-In Theater. It is Hey 19. It's a tribute to Steely Dan.
Hey, if you're someone who likes music, another thing that you can do is the Bigger Together Weekend for the Big Brothers Big Sisters. This is a virtual event taking place Friday through Sunday. Speaking of Billy Gilman, he's going to be one of the performers. Our friend Frank O'Donnell will be performing, Sarah Potenza, tons and tons of artists, musicians. Pechacucha Providence is going to be performing. So all different artists ranging from different types are going to be performing, doing their creativity to raise money for Rhode Island's largest mentoring program. Now, usually they get to have, you know, in-person events. So this is really a big thing, but because they can't, they're making it this weekend long event. And they actually have a bowling event happening at the same time. And I'm not going to lie. Oh, wow. When I first heard this, I was like, how are they going to have people bowl once again? 2020, what are we doing? It's a virtual bowling. They have this app that you can do, and you get to play two rounds of virtual bowling. Each game is about 8 to 10 minutes long, and they're going to be giving prizes to people who score the highest points. So maybe, you know, maybe you want to face off against your friends or your partners or your kids, but you can earn some really cool prizes. They do have a great virtual auction that's going on, and this entire event to see the performers is free. They just, you know, are hoping that you're going to be doing some donating, participating in that bowling game, or maybe checking out the auction. So that's all going to be online, the Bigger Together Weekend to raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island.
Good people over there, and they greatly appreciate your help and support. Something different happening, the two events that I found this week down in the Westerly area, which is, you know, when's the last time you went to Westerly unless you live down in that area? There's great stuff happening down there. But on Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m., it's pedestrian shopping, dining, wine tasting, all in the heart of downtown Westerly. So High Street will be closed to automobile traffic on Sunday, and it'll be open for lunch, dinner, and shopping. So it's actually going to be earlier. The 4 to 7 is Andy and Bethany. They're a performance duo. They'll be down there, musicians, live music. But it's a fun opportunity to safely, while wearing a mask, walk around downtown Westerly. If you haven't done it in a long time, or if you haven't done it ever, this is a good chance to go check it out. The weather's supposed to be beautiful. Go have some fun down in Westerly. Grab some of the local restaurants, grab some of the food or the wine. It's going to be a good time. So that's happening on Sunday. Again, lunch and dinner, shopping, cocktails, artist tents, live music. Go support your local establishments as they literally take their business to the streets.
Listen, folks, now more than ever, our friends in the restaurant industry need our support, especially as this colder weather's coming in. A lot of the, just indoor dining availabilities and outdoor dining availabilities, things are just going to be changing a little bit. And we all know this. And one of the things that Rhode Island is most proud of is our diverse food options, our dining options. So I wanted to let you know that the Alfresco on the Hill, yes, Atwell's Ave, they're shutting down every Friday and Saturday evening from 5 to 10 p.m. to keep the Alfresco on the Hill going through the month of October. So you can still manja as much as you want on all of those delicious Italian eateries over there. Check that on out and make sure to support the restaurants that we know and love. And Ben, you have a place you wanted to recommend.
Yeah, earlier this summer, I took a ride down to Portsmouth with the folks from Studio 10. And it is called Gulfstream Bar and Grill. It's in the Safe Harbor Complex, right over by the Rail Explorers.
Where they
start out. So you go down, you cross over the train tracks, you go to the right, you follow down. There's a little guard shack. You just tell them you want to go to the Gulfstream. They'll let you right in, no problem. The food is delicious. It's fresh. It's got some Caribbean flair to it. Nice. A little bit of spice, a little bit of heat if you want it.
I dig it.
Chef Sully over there is great. You'll have a good time. But the Gulfstream is great. And then, of course, my good friends over at Uncle Tony's. If you need a good home style, delicious Italian meal, never underestimate the power of Uncle Tony's.
Our Uncle Tony's in Cranston was shut down for a little bit. And they had this big sign. And I was like, oh, my God, not Uncle Tony's. They just needed to shut down just for a little while to do some deep cleansing. So they are back in action. Yeah. I think they're actually open as of today. I checked their Facebook site. So. Yes, manja.
Mine in East Providence is doing well. Again, delicious food. Just, it's one of those restaurants where it's like, oh, yeah, I remember good quality food.
That's it.
At a very affordable price. All right, folks, as we talked about in the beginning, everything we discussed can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We're keeping really social. Let's be real. Those of you who love all things pumpkin, fall, autumn, I know you're snapping picks. I know that you're at the apple orchards. You're at the farmers markets. Make sure to use the hashtag #WickedRoadie and we may feature your photo on our social media channels.
Hey, if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners or anybody on the Mary and Blake Media Podcast network of podcasts, you can certainly reach out to us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com or reach out to Mary and Blake Media. We want to help you reach our fans on Facebook.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you coming up soon.